Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
You need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches.
We need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood.
Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified OBGYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Betty, are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God so wanted us to know the meaning and purpose of existence that he built it right into us.
It's really not about us. It's about what we're supposed to be doing for the other person.
If we promote it and promote it effectively, we will change the way people think about natural family planning.
A chaste lifestyle means joy and freedom.
We still can plan, but we're planning with God.
I felt like I got more information that confirmed that what we were doing was in line with the truth of God.
It's a new journey in our faith.
And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome on this beautiful day, finally, that it's not raining, to our program, NFP for Life. Betty and I are glad to be back here with you. And as we always do with each program, we will open with a prayer, especially in honor of our upcoming celebration this weekend of Father's Day. Betty?
Welcome, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, you are the giver of all life, human and divine. Bless our Father. May he be the best of teachers for his children, bearing witness to the faith by what he says and does. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, we're glad to be back with you this month, and we just want to remind everyone that our program is a live call-in program, and the call-in numbers are 215-345-1570. So if you have anything that you would like to share, any questions that you have, any issues that may come up in relationship to our program, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you as you may be driving home from work on this beautiful afternoon. We know a couple of graduations that have been canceled from last night because of the weather, and we've been dealing with some pretty foul weather over the past couple of
absolutely.
Weeks, so I think we're finally getting a little bit of summer. We want to start out the program. We're going to talk about Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, which is coming up next month in July, and talk about a few things that we can do for that. But one of the things that we'd like to start off with are some excerpts and some summary information from a couple of newsletters that regularly go out that you could easily access that provide some information relevant to life. And we just think that some of these facts are really pretty interesting. So our parish at St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley publishes a newsletter. This is actually the second issue of it in the spring. It's called Life Matters. And it's a little play on words that that life actually does matter. And at the top, there is a quote from Ecclesiastes that to everything there is a season, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And the Respect Life Committee at St. Ignatius selected that particular quote from the Bible in response to the fact that we feel that it's time to speak and to speak out for life and respect life. And so we would encourage you through all of these things with just getting over celebrating Mother's Day a month ago and now coming up to celebrate Father's Day. Grandparents Day will be in September this year, and we have NFP Awareness Week. We'll be moving into October with Respect Life Weekend and Respect Life Sunday, and then into the season of the Nativity, that's the beginning and the sanctity of all life with the Incarnation and the celebration of the great gift of life of Christ taking on manhood. So Betty's going to read you a couple of little factoids from the front little side column of this newsletter to just give you some info about what is amazing about some of the facts of life.
Yeah, and I just want to run by these because we need to love life, accept life, be happy to be able to give life. And so our ministry of NFP, it kind of develops into women and pregnancy, and it all has to revolve around being open to life. So here's some little facts about the miracle of life. And when a baby's 18 days in the womb, a baby's heart begins to beat.
Now stop right there for just a second. I know that most people out there probably either may be surprised, if not shocked, to hear we're talking about 18 days from conception. When the sperm and the egg come together, 18 days later, there is a documentable heartbeat. So anyone that's arguing with this issue that it's a clump of cells, a clump of tissue, something that you can just go in and fool around with, that we now have technology, and this is one of the most amazing blessings that God has given us with now 3D and 4D ultrasound technology and the ability to be able to get inside the human body and detect all kinds of interesting and phenomenal things. We can now pick up these babies' heartbeats at 18 days of life.
The other fact is 43 days, the brain coordinates movement, so the baby can actually move 43 days from conception. And at 8 weeks, all the organs are functioning. And 9 weeks, a baby has permanent individual fingerprints. 10 weeks, they have the sense of touch, which could be either comfort or pain.
And stop there for just a moment, because now these abortions that are being performed beyond 10 weeks, and frequently that's still within the first trimester, and they are the predominant percentage of the ones that are performed annually. Some of them are second trimester, and they divide, for those of you who may not know what trimesters are, basically pregnancy is 40 weeks. It's divided into trimesters of approximately 13 and a third weeks. So the first 13 and a third is the first trimester, and then up to 27 weeks is the second trimester, and then up to 40 weeks is the third trimester. So abortions are legal in the United States all the way up until term when the baby delivers. But most of them are done in the first trimester when these children are very, very small, and when these moms are not aware of the development of, or the extent of the development of these children. But these children can feel pain. So when this surgeon sticks an instrument inside this mom's uterus to suck it out and destroy its life, it can feel pain because its brain and its nervous system and its neurologic system is developed enough that it senses pain.
And at 12 weeks, a baby can even smile, suck his or her thumb, and even make a fist. And also, adoption. Over 2 million couples wait to adopt, and that includes children of all races, those with, and even those with special needs. So there are, you know, this excuse, so for me, I don't want to be pregnant, I'm going to do something about it. There are people that are willing and waiting to adopt these beautiful children.
Now, several other articles also appeared in this newsletter, one of which I was responsible for responding to a question that came up with respect to about, March of 2009, which goes back about 3 months, the Pope Benedict XVI visited Africa. And when he was en route, he stated that condoms were not the answer to the AIDS epidemic in Africa. And as a result of this, he incurred the wrath of all the AIDS campaigners and criticism from the governments of France and Germany by stating that AIDS could not, quote, be overcome by the distribution of condoms, close quote. Further, International Planned Parenthood Federation called his remarks, quote, scary and alienating, close quote. Benedict XVI went on to say that monogamy is the best way to combat AIDS, stated that condom distribution risked exaggerating the spread of the virus. And then finally, Edward Green, who's the director of the AIDS Prevention Center at the Harvard Center for Population and Development Studies, said after his visit to Africa that the best evidence we have supports the Pope's comments. He further stated that we found no consistent association between condom use and lower HIV infection rates, which 25 years into the pandemic, we should be seeing if this intervention was working. Mr. Green further stated that condom use could lead to risk compensation, meaning that once furnished with condoms, people were more likely to engage in riskier sexual behavior. Mr. Green's comments were further supported by Dr. Helen Epstein, a molecular biologist. For the entire article, you can go to the website of the National Catholic Register in the April 5th to 11th issue and see the entire article with the appropriate references. Uganda is the only country in Africa who's seen a significant decrease in AIDS with abstinence and chastity programs coupled with monogamy and condom use. Of course, any use of condoms is against the Catholic Church teaching and is considered to be an intrinsic evil. So I think that we have not only evidence of 25 years worth of experience with this AIDS epidemic, where literally millions of people die every year, men, women, and children, and we can't seem to get a handle on this. We have over a million people suffering from AIDS in this country, and condoms increase the taking on of riskier behavior. And beyond the condoms issue, it's exact same example of what we see in our teenagers. They figure, well, this is safe sex or safer sex, and this is what all these organizations and agencies are telling us. So I can engage in this behavior because I'm somewhat protected, and so I'll go ahead and take a chance and involve myself in this riskier behavior that I wouldn't normally do. So this was another article that appeared in our Life Matters newsletter. Betty's going to talk a little bit about a summary of one of the things that was also reported in the newsletter that actually happened back in February. But this was an article written by one of the attendees and one of the editors of our newsletter about what it's all about with crisis pregnancy centers. And there's a beautiful picture in this newsletter of this baby that was born. And Betty's going to tell you her story a little bit. And that was reported in the newsletter about one of the successes that comes out of the Bucks County Community Women's Center down on New Rogers Road in Bristol that opened, just celebrated its one-year anniversary.
Right. And because we're NFP instructors and Les is in the women's healthcare field, we just happen to be on the board of this organization, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, the Bucks County Community Women's Center. And one of the first things that happened there was last June, a 19-year-old high school graduate contacted the center, the Bucks County Community Women's Center, seeking an abortion. And after learning that the center does not perform abortions but does provide information about what abortion actually is, she hesitantly agreed to an appointment that afternoon. And after being counseled for about 2 hours, the young woman confessed that she was over 5 months pregnant, but still seemed like she would go through with the gruesome and barbaric abortion that the counselor explained to her. The counselor also brought up the idea of adoption, knowing that one of the reasons the girl wanted to have an abortion was her desire to go away to college in the fall and eventually pursue a career in dermatology. At the time, the young woman brushed aside the idea of adoption, saying that she would not want her child to end up being shifted from foster home to foster home. And then the counselor provided her with actual information about adoption, including her option to hand-select an adoptive parent who would take the baby home from the hospital. And the counselor described several sets of parents that were actually waiting to adopt, but the girl remained firm in her desire to get the surgery and get it over with. 2 weeks went by before the staff at the Bucks County Community Women's Center heard from the young woman again. They were all convinced that she had gone through with the abortion, and they were shocked when she called and told the counselor over the phone that they had gone to the clinic, and she was on the table, and she got up and she walked out. She said she changed her mind at the very last minute, stating the whole thing was bigger than she had expected. She went to ask if the Bucks County Community Women's Center could help connect her with a set of adoptive parents. She had chosen one couple and was ready to speak with them to set things up. She was part of this miraculous and joyful process. And this little baby girl was born on first contact was June 19th, and this little baby girl was born on June 27th, just 1 month after her mother had spoken to a counselor and she wanted to have an abortion. And she had actually been closer to 7.5 months. So can you imagine? And therefore, when she went to the clinic, you know, she would have been aborting a fully formed, viable baby. And this little baby was taken home from the hospital by her adoptive parents and lives with them very happily. And this young birth mother is currently pursuing her college education. And she gets periodic updates about her little girl. And she's just one big, beautiful bundle of joy. So this story has had such a happy ending because these young women are not hearing both sides of what could be. And the birth mother of this child was actually delighted to know that she could give birth and give life to a beautiful little girl. Even though she couldn't care for her, she knows that she's being cared for. And she can still know her baby. So we just lift this Bucks County Community Women's Center up in prayer today. And on behalf of this counselor and this mom and everyone who supported in between. So this is what we have to work for, to stop this abortive mentality. We have to work at helping women who are pregnant, who are concerned about their pregnancy, who are frightened and don't know where to turn, that there is hope and there is help. And especially after 2 weeks ago, was it, that this abortionist was murdered in his church, which was so totally wrong. But what he was doing was so totally wrong, and he was destroying full-term babies. So we need to make this awareness out to people that are out there that abortion is not a simple thing. It's destroying of human life.
And in light of the facts that Betty read to you at the beginning with the development of the baby, it is well documented that 95%, you hear me, 95% of women who are considering ending their pregnancy in abortion change their minds when they have an ultrasound.
Wow.
And so one of the movements of this center, Bucks County Community Women's Center, is to acquire an ultrasound machine and get the resources available that they can technologically perform ultrasounds, not for medical purposes, not for diagnostic purposes, but just for documentation purposes at the center, so that women who come in and are contemplating changing their minds would get an ultrasound and therefore be more moved by the Holy Spirit to want to consider placing their children for adoption. And as Betty mentioned, with over 2 million women or couples in this country wanting to adopt children, and we're killing 1.5 million every year in abortion, we'd be satisfying all the adoptive couples' needs if we could just get the abortion rate down to zero. So I would encourage you to, number one, if you're interested as parents in wanting to adopt a child, give the center a call or go to their website and let them know and get your name on the list. And number two, if you happen to know someone who is pregnant and who is considering either placing their child for adoption or needs counseling or maybe even considering abortion and isn't sure what to do, or if you're a woman out there who is actually pregnant and considering abortion, contact the center at the following information that Betty's going to read to you.
Yeah, they have a website, and it's www.savingbabiesoneatatime.org. Or you can call the center, 215-826-9270. And I just want you to be aware, this is not an adoption agency. This is a crisis pregnancy center. This center will direct you to adoption agencies, to the Catholic Social Services, to other organizations that can help you along. But they also will help young mothers in need. You don't have to give your baby up for adoption. If you want to keep your baby, they will help you with directing you for medical care, for clothing, for diapers, for baby furniture, baby clothing. They'll even help you, you know, with financially as far as getting groceries or anything like that, because if you find yourself pregnant and alone, you are never alone. There will be somebody there to help you. And their number is 215-826-9270. And their website, again, savingbabiesoneatatime.org.
And maybe in the future we can get their executive director, Jessica Chaminski, to come on and spend some time with us and let you know firsthand a little bit more. Maybe you can call in and talk with her and see what it's like to spend the life in the day. And they definitely need volunteers. And one of the new things that they've set up is that you can be a volunteer to answer the phones, but you don't have to leave your home. At the time that you select, they will call forward any calls that come through, and they will provide you with the training that you need to be able to handle these telephone calls from these young women who are calling in crisis, who are pregnant with babies in their wombs, to get directed and get correct information and be focused so that we can have the same kind of outcome that we had with Mariana when she was born last summer and adopted to a very loving couple. And the picture that's in the newsletter is Mariana at the Night for Life fundraiser last February that we had, which was so successful in raising some funds for the Crisis Pregnancy Center. So we would encourage you that if you want to evangelize and you can talk on the telephone and you can give an hour or two a week to be able to answer this phone, you can contact the center and they can set up and arrange for you to get some training and take some of these phone calls. So we would appreciate that. Again, we would recommend that we are here live at 215-345-1570. This goes out to both 1570 AM up here in Doylestown as well as 1420 AM out in Coatesville in that area. And we welcome any of our older listeners and newer listeners to give us a call about any questions or comments that we have. And now we're going to move on in topic to our topic of NFP Awareness Week. As we had mentioned earlier, NFP Awareness Week comes every year on the anniversary of Humanae Vitae. Last year we celebrated a huge anniversary, the 40th, and there was a large conference over in Cherry Hill, which we spoke about extensively. This year, the program is from July 19th to July 25th, and the theme is, Betty, why don't you tell them what the theme is?
Right. The theme is Marriage and Natural Family Planning, a Divine Design. So
tell them about the posters.
Right. There's a website that you can go to, or you can even call this number, 866-582-0943. You can call that number, 866-582-0943, and you can get posters for your church, for your parish. And they're double-sided posters, one side Spanish, one side's English, and they're only $2.75 to promote natural family planning in your parish. And this is one of the ways that you can promote Natural Family Planning Awareness Week in your parish. We need to start bringing this forward more and more and more. Natural family planning is an eco-friendly, it's green, it doesn't have any chemicals, it doesn't do anything harmful to your body, it costs nothing, it's not wasteful. Women need to learn this. I mean, this is huge. And actually couples need to learn this, because this way you're not using chemicals in your body. You're following the teachings of the church, but you're giving yourself a great gift by understanding your fertility. And a lot of people don't even have this awareness. So we would love for you to purchase some of these posters for $2.75. And here's their website. It's an email. customerservice@ifceweb.com. And again, customerservice@ifceweb.com. And you can contact them, also get their phone number. It's a 17x22 poster, beautiful poster with a couple out in the fields with the sunflowers, and in the corner a beautiful family, a divine design. Because, you know, that's why God created us, and that's why he created the sacrament of marriage, that we would procreate and give beautiful children to each other and to life and to make beautiful families. So we want to encourage you out there to go to your parishes and ask them to promote Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. And let's see, what do we have here? NFP Week offers a great time to commit to learn more about NFP. Please consider appropriate NFP materials in your church. If your parish is willing to have NFP classes, anything, you know, just put a poster up. Just to make people aware and have a contact person. They can even contact this radio station, and we'll be happy to speak to the parish about how to promote an NFP awareness in your parish. Place one of the summary pages of Married, Love, and the Gift of Life in your parish bulletin. You can get that right off of the usccb.org website, and it's called Married Life and the Gift of Life. Your diocesan office of marriage and family should be able to help you obtain NFP resources. They have pamphlets. They'll give you dates and times of NFP classes. So call the Family Life office, and they can help you get started. We need to have people in every parish, just one couple in every parish, to promote this NFP, to let the other parishioners know. The USCCB has NFP programs, and it's with free information that you can even download onto your computer, and hard copies of brochures. And for instance, they have a brochure for NFP myths and reality, and they can even be purchased brochures. You can download them from the computer, however you want to offer it. And finally, I invite all of you to sincerely pray and learn more about the church's teaching and the moral regulation of births in marriage. And prayers open our hearts to God's will. What appears to be foolish in the eyes of the world is really a path to a deeper relationship of love within the sacrament of marriage. Let us help our married brothers and sisters embrace God's gift of life and love. And, you know, I keep saying this over and over again, month after month. This costs nothing. It's so easy to learn. It's so easy to do. And it's the greatest gift you can give to your marriage, is understanding your fertility. And it gives you power over your own body to know what your body is doing, and if you're fertile or if you're not. For those who are trying to achieve a pregnancy, it's a beautiful gift to learn NFP, to understand your fertility. And those that need to postpone, they can understand their fertility. It does. It doesn't cost anything. It's easy to do. It's a couple thing. There's no side effects, and it's life-giving love. And if you love each other deeply, you'll help each other to learn this.
And one of the reasons why this is so important, and one of the reasons why we bring it up every year, in addition to the fact that it's a celebration, is that today among the people of God, there's confusion, ignorance, and most especially this third part, which is what Betty and I try to combat all the time, misinformation about church teaching on human sexuality, chastity, marriage, and responsible parenthood, conjugal love, and the moral regulation of births. Tragically, many of our people no longer remember that God gave to men and women the gift of procreation. Children are supposed to be the supreme gift of a marriage. Try to help people in your parish understand with truth, love, and wisdom to lead them to a greater peace, understanding, and freedom. And I would especially encourage you to write a letter or send a little note to invite your priests and deacons to give one homily during the week between July 19th and July 25th, any one of the days, whether it's one of the weekend masses or one of the weekday masses, give a homily on either natural family planning and or church teaching on any of these topics, chastity, marriage, conjugal love, responsible parenthood, moral regulation of births. I started doing this 4 years ago in our parish at St. Ignatius in Yardley, and every year for the last 4 years, every priest and deacon has at one time or another given a homily on one of these topics. I don't tell them what homily to write. I don't tell them what topic to do. They all have to figure out their own way through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to decide what they're going to speak about in reference to the readings for that particular week. But there are sample homilies written by a priest on the usccb.org website. And I'm just going to point out to you a couple of holiday celebrations during that week that are absolutely amazing celebrations that can speak to topics for homilies. I'm not going to read you the homilies that he suggests, but I'm going to just point out to you a couple of the celebrations that could ultimately be spoken to during that week. And so I would just say, you know, jot a note down. It's a month away, and we're coming up, as I said, on Father's Day. And it would be the perfect opportunity for you, again, to open up a line of communication with your priest and deacons in your parish to say, hey, Father, hey, Reverend Mister, hey, Monsignor, you know, NFP Awareness Week's coming up. Can I hang up a couple of posters in the vestibule of the church and on the bulletin board on the way in, put a couple of NFP pamphlets on the table? Oh, and by the way, would you consider giving a homily? We've had priests and deacons come to us and say, I never gave a homily in the 40 years I've been a priest. This is the first one. No one ever asked me. No one ever brought it up. And I want to tell you, if you want to stir up a little conversation on the way out of church in your parish, have your priest or deacon give a homily based on the readings for the day or the weekend, and you will be amazed.
People
you will absolutely be amazed.
People, parishioners are absolutely appreciative that they're hearing some of the church teaching and not just the readings for the week. So if you have any questions or suggestions, or you want to call in and you tell us what you can do to promote NFP Awareness Week in July, what you're going to do for your parish, give us a call, 215-345-1570. We really want to hear your suggestions. 215-345-1570. We ask you, get involved. All you have to do is put up a poster. You can put Holy Spirit Radio's phone number there. You can put our website there for Holy Spirit Radio. We'll get back to you. Whatever it is, we'll support you. 215-345-1570. Give us a call and tell us what you are going to do for NFP Awareness Week.
Now, just to give you some examples, Monday on July the 20th, because this starts on a Sunday the 19th, it's the 16th week in ordinary time. The readings reflect the following. Parents, please teach your children from a young age about the gift of human sexuality, chastity, and NFP at appropriate moments and witness to it in your life. Grandparents, invite your grandchildren to fall in love with the church and trust her teachings. Your witness of love and fidelity is important. And finally, pray for the conversion of hearts to be open to this gift. Because today's gospel, Jesus speaks to those who are not open to his word. May all who hear the word of God be brought into a deeper conversion and relationship, well, trust with him in the church. So that's Monday. Tuesday, Betty, why don't you read? It's the feast day of St. Lawrence of Brindisi. We'll tell you in a moment who he is.
To be members of a household means that we follow the rules of the house. Parents, I know that you can appreciate this. Jesus has invited us from the moment of our baptism to be members of the household of God. In the gospel today, he reminds us that it is not enough just to say we belong, but to live as such in accordance with the will of the Father. Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my mother and sister and brother. I invite us to pray a daily mass as a daily mass community for young families to be more open to the gift of life. Listen to the reasonableness of the church's teaching against artificial contraception and for the conversion of our society to the gospel of life. Our prayers here are very powerful indeed as we unite our hearts with the Eucharistic heart of Christ every day on the altar.
Now, St. Lawrence of Brindisi was a Capuchin friar who studied Scripture. He was known as a brilliant scholar and a great preacher of God's love, renowned as a peacemaker and a diplomat, and served as a chaplain for the army of the Holy Roman Empire. In his ministry, he embodied the love he preached and others, especially his fellow Capuchins, who took note of his goodness and his wisdom. On Wednesday of that week, we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And St. Mary Magdalene was a disciple of the Lord. She is first encountered in the gospel as a woman from whom demons have been exorcised, but she is often erroneously identified as a woman caught in adultery. Mary Magdalene was present at Jesus' crucifixion, and she was the first to encounter the risen Lord at the empty tomb, which is recounted in that day's gospel. So it goes on to say, as this is Natural Family Planning Week, let us unite our hearts with the intentions of the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, who desires his children to follow him in all things. As we all know, the Eucharist is a total communion with Christ, who loves us and gave up his life for us, and the sacrament of marriage is a privileged sign and symbol of Christ's love for the church. Does everybody out there hear us? The sacrament of marriage is the privileged sign and symbol of Christ's love for the church. We get to experience what the love of Christ is through our sacramental commitment to each other. The love that a man has for a woman and a woman has for a man is the same kind of love that Christ has for the church, which is the reason why the wedding analogy is so popular throughout all of the Bible, all the way up from Genesis to Revelations. So through the theology of the body, we need to become to more and more of an awareness that there's a meaning and a reason. It's not just some legal contract where a man and a woman come together and say, okay, do you love me? Yeah, okay, fine. Do I love you? Okay, fine. All right, we'll stick it out together. But as long as everything's okay. But if things go bad, then, oh, no, let's change the definition. Oh, no, let's go do some. That's not what it's about. It really has a deeper sacramental meaning. And so you know, these are the types of things in these readings from day to day that Mary Magdalene's feast day can bring out through the gospel an opportunity to be able to talk about the meaning of sacramental marital love. And so during Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, let us be aware that we receive our super substantial bread, and maybe we be like Mary Magdalene, who experiences the risen Lord in the tomb and then runs to her friends and shares the good news. So when you hear a homily during this week about what the church teaching is on NFP, or that marital love is like the Eucharist and like Christ and his love for the church, you want to run home and tell your husband or your wife. You want to run home and tell your children. You want to tell your friends, you know what I heard in church today? I heard a homily, and I never really thought about it before, but the priest said that the love between a man and a woman in marriage is just the same way that Jesus loves the church, and it's experienced through the Eucharistic bread that we receive in communion. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
That's
it
the really whole is. Teaching of the theology of the body right then and there.
And we need to compliment our priest. If your priest is willing to give a homily that week, or your parish is willing to put up NFP posters in their vestibules, please compliment your priest. They need your encouragement, because I think that some of these priests are afraid to speak about this, in their mind, a delicate topic. And it's not delicate. It's what God has ordained for us as married couples. So if you're going to do something, if you're going to approach your parish, you're going to ask your parish to put something in their bulletin. And here's another great way: to put something in the petitions, the prayer petitions at Mass to celebrate NFP week. Ask your parish to do that. If you're willing to do that, or you're going to do that, I want to hear from you. 215-345-1570. We need to know that other people have the same willingness to want to speak about the true meaning of love and life and natural family planning and the great gift of our fertility and the knowledge of our own fertility.
Yeah, we're not sure if these microphones are working. There must be one person out there that's willing to do something for NFP Awareness Week. Give us a call and let us know. In the meantime, as we follow through the week, we're up to Thursday now.
Yeah, and this is going to be Thursday, the week of July 16th. The day of July 16th, and it's going to be the feast of St. Bridget of Sweden.
No, it's not July 16th. It's the 16th week in Ordinary
Time.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. I wasn't seeing July there. It's the 16th week of Ordinary Time, but it will be the Thursday of the week of NFP Awareness Week, which will be in July. And have you ever heard the phrase, let's raise the bar? Now we are talking about going out for a drink, but rather asking more of people. It's about believing in the human capacity to do better, like the person who does the high jump in the Olympics. The church desires more for each of us in our relationship with God. And at times, this might feel like we're being stretched beyond our capability. However, as God asked us to follow him, he gives us the complementary grace to accomplish it. After all, as St. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is constantly raising the bar in order for us to lead us to greater freedom, charity, and love, just as we heard in today's first reading. He summoned Moses to the top of the mountain. Is he summoning you? We're summoning you, and we're asking God to summon you to open your heart and do one thing for your parish to help spread the word of natural family planning.
In this feast day of St. Bridget of Sweden, she led a full life that was consistently marked by love, charity, and holiness. She was the daughter of a prince and a governor in Sweden, where she received a good education. She married and raised 8 children. For those of you out there who are mothers with children, you don't think you can be a saint? Here's one.
Yes.
St. Bridget of Sweden, 8
Absolutely.
Children. At the same time that she was raising these 8 children, She devoted herself to the care of the poor, the sick, and the needy. And after the death of her husband, she gave away all of her possessions and moved to a monastery and continued her service to the poor and advocated for justice in numerous writings. She eventually moved to Rome, where, among other things, she founded a religious community, the Order of the Most Holy Savior, also known as the Brigittines. Now, you see that our church, this is what amazes me about our church, and it took me a long time to figure this out. Our church, through its liturgical calendar, celebrates feast days every single solitary day of the year that are in reference to some aspect of one of the teachings of the church that demonstrate a life given or a life served for a particular purpose. And here, during this NFP Awareness Week, all of these feast day celebrations are reminders of different aspects of people's lives who have dedicated themselves by accepting God's gift of family, God's gift of challenge, God's gift of information, God's call to evangelization. All these aspects that we're constantly called to, are constantly being reminded of, are coming up during this week. I'll do Friday, and then Betty can do Saturday.
Okay.
Because
all right.
Friday is St. Charbel Maklouf.
Oh, well, I'm glad I didn't have to pronounce that one.
He's a celibate hermit of the 19th century, and he turned from riches and comfort to poverty and prayer and took the name Charbel when he entered a Maronite Catholic monastery. The life of this hermit of Lebanon is a witness to charity and devotion, and he taught the value of poverty by his example of simplicity and devoted prayer. Every day, God invites us to sow seeds of life and truth wherever we go. May these seeds fall upon rich soil. The path of life is through faith. Let us bear elegant witness to the gospel of life by our words of counsel and loving encouragement to young people in our lives. Since today is Friday, the day we commemorate our Lord's passion and death in a particular way, it's good to remember the cross and the difficulties that we encounter always lead to life. The Christian's path is not always the easiest, but it is the most beautiful and fruitful. And it would be appropriate to recall the words of Pope Paul VI from Humanae Vitae, and Saturday is going to be the feast day. Betty's going to read that next. We do not intend at all to hide the sometimes serious difficulties inherent in the life of Christian married persons, but the hope of that life must illuminate their way as with courage they strive to live with wisdom, justice, and piety at this present time, knowing that the figure of this world passes away. So all of these thoughts are written down. What you can do is go to the USCCB website at usccb.org, click on Families and Life, click on Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, bring up the homilies, print them out, write a little note, and hand them in an envelope to your priests and deacons and say, Father, please prayerfully consider the possibility of discussing one of these topics. Betty will do Saturday.
On Saturday, that week of July 20th, I think the week starts on the 19th. As we listen to the first reading today, this is also the feast of St. James the Apostle, the 41st anniversary of the papal encyclical, Humanae Vitae. As we listen to the first reading, it's striking that St. Paul notes that the life of Christ is made manifest in our body. Isn't that amazing? And again, he emphasizes this manifestation in our mortal flesh. What a profound reality that Christ wants to become present through us. Not just our words and personalities, but through our flesh. Nowhere is this more clearly spelled out than in the theology of the body, as enunciated by Pope John Paul II. He taught that in this self-gift, self-sacrifice of one spouse to the other, that Christ bears abundant fruit. This is what the conjugal life of Christian couple is meant to be. Total, living, life-giving. This life-giving nature is not a mere matter of offsprings through children, though children are a big part of it, but it's also life-giving for the couple as they completely unite themselves in Christ. Experience shows that couples who practice natural family planning have an extreme low rate of divorce and find greater joy in their marriage and in their relationship with the Lord. NFP entails sacrifice, again, selfless loving. But it isn't that precisely the message of Christ? There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. If two spouses stay focused on the needs of the other, physically, spiritually, this is the path to genuine happiness in marriage. Jesus says in today's gospel, "Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave." So, just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Christian marriage calls for such love and sacrifice, which always leads to greater life.
So guess what? Put on your headphones. We have a caller.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome
Hi.
To NFP for Life.
Oh, good to be on the air. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I heard you talk about displaying NFP posters and literature at parishes.
Yes.
Yes.
And if someone would call in that matter.
Yes.
I'd be glad to do it, but I have to ask you, do I have to approach and give a discussion to the group, say at Mass,
No.
that I've left the information in the vestibule?
No. What you normally would do, obviously, is have to go approach your pastor and ask permission to be able to display them. The posters are 17 by 22.
Okay.
And typically most of the churches have some sort of bulletin board or display
okay.
area at the entrances, so you need to get permission. And then beyond that, you don't need to do anything. And
okay.
if somebody has a question referable to the topic, they can certainly either go to the priest or deacons or
okay.
call the Family Life Office at the Archdiocese
okay.
or contact the radio program here at the number that you just called or go to the website. And if somebody has questions, every month I get a couple of questions that come in on the email that I have to answer for NFP. Or other topics, and I can even, if there's enough interest, depending on where you are, I can even come out to your parish and we can do a talk.
Okay.
So Betty and I go out and we take the show on the road and do talks on NFP at different parishes all the time. So
mm-hmm.
you don't need to do anything. You don't need to know anything. All you need
okay.
to do is just be that little spark
okay.
in the background that will just
okay.
order three or four posters and put them up and
okay.
They'll ship them out to you. You don't even have to give them a credit card. They'll send you a bill, and they'll send you. I just ordered mine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be $12 for the four of them to come in. And
okay. Very good.
Well, thank you, Maureen.
And
what parish are you in?
Roopersberger and Betty, you're doing a wonderful service. I do appreciate that you're coming forward on these. I think it's third Friday. Am
yes.
I right?
Yes. Third Friday of every month.
Discussion about the NFC because. It's a wonderful advantage for a couple to be able to come together and be able to make decisions together
mm-hmm.
On their family and their size and what is important to them. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
And
thanks for calling and listening to the program.
Very good. Keep
All
up
right.
the good work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless you too. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
So as we mentioned, Betty left off with the Feast of St. James. And just to remind you, St. James and his brother John are the sons of Zebedee. They were fishermen who were called by the Lord to follow him as an apostle. And along with Simon Peter, they were often identified as being with Jesus at several significant moments in ministry. They were at the Transfiguration. They accompanied Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane after the Last Supper. And tradition holds that St. James was the first of the apostles to witness to Christ in martyrdom, having been beheaded in 44 AD by order of Herod Agrippa. So that is the entire week's summary of what is available on the USCCB website. In addition, there are several publications and several articles that are available that you can print out that contain an overwhelming amount of information on current medical research. There is a Diocesan of Natural Family Planning newsletter that contains articles on Dignitas Personae, which was just released last December, that further develops instruction on certain bioethical questions. There's an article by Helen Alvarez on Where's the Dignity, about the octomom in California who gave birth to eight octuplets.
That would be interesting.
There's another article on Pope Benedict was right about condoms. We mentioned that. A doctor, nurse, and medical students call for conscience protection. The Good Father on the manly character of St. Joseph. And how to be her Joseph, how to be like St. Joseph to your spouse. So there's a lot of really great articles. There's a NFP Hall of Fame. There's a coordinator's corner. So I would encourage you that we have a wealth of information. And Betty's chomping at the bit to want to say the final word.
I just want to tell everybody, go on the internet, holyspiritradio.org. There's links to all these things. There's links to us. You can send us a message right from that website. So if you have a question, you were shy about calling, go to the website, holyspiritradio.org. Today is the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we place our trust in him to be able to do this ministry. And we'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there, that they also have given this gift of life and family life, and what a beautiful thing.
And we'd like to end with a Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us, and God bless.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.